Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2018 Reese's Senior Bowl, a collection of the top college prospects in the nation making their way to that 2018 NFL Draft. And we're here with one of the Big Ten standouts from Michigan, Mike McCray. Mike, what's it like being down here representing the Wolverines?
It's really special, you know, being down here, me and Mason, being able to represent Michigan and representing ourselves as well. Michigan treated us well and taught us some things, and, you know, we look back at it and we love Michigan. So
yeah, I don't think there's a better place to watch a college football game. You know, I mean, from my personal standpoint, but I'm sure there's.
Yeah, Ann Arbor's a special town, special little city. You know, people come there to visit, and it's pretty special. And on game day, it's crazy. You know, 110,000 fans.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Every game,
not
every home game. So
yeah, it's phenomenal. It really is. For you, I mean. Growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee football, were you always a kid that was just better?
I never played Pee Wee.
No?
I grew up playing soccer, baseball, and basketball. I didn't start playing football until about 6th grade.
Okay.
So that's when I got into football, and then middle school, I started, kept playing, and then I really got into it in high school. I felt more of a love for it.
Okay.
Going into high school, and then ever since then, it's just been my thing.
It definitely is your thing. You're probably going to be playing on Sundays. It's going to be your thing for a long time.
Yes.
When do you get the sense, I mean, playing at a big-time program like Michigan, you know as well as anybody that everybody that you suited up with wants to be where you're at. Very few get it, this opportunity. I mean, when do you kind of get the mindset that, you know what I'm doing on the field, I'm getting some notice, maybe accolades, recognition that I got a shot?
Probably after 2016 season, because I really didn't play before that at all. In 2016, that was my first year actually starting and actually getting a lot of playing time. And I had a pretty good year and started to build on that this past season. And I'm just being myself, man. I consider myself a humble guy, so I really don't like bragging about myself, but I feel like I had my 2 years starting, I feel like I had two pretty good years.
Definitely. Once again, we're joined with Mike McCray, Michigan standout here on the C2P. For you, I ask all the guys that come on the show, I mean, if we're breaking down tape, you're in the film room with some scouts, what are they going to love about you? What are those qualities of the position where they're going to have to say, Mike, we've got to use a pick on you?
I play every game, every down, every game, I play as hard as I can. And I give everything I have. I feel like I'm versatile on the field, I can do multiple things. And I'm a competitor, I like to compete. And if I get beat on a play, I'm going to come back and keep defending and play the next play and keep going. You know, I just want to win the game. I like to win, so that's what I want to do, contribute to win.
Anything going unnoticed? Could be game film study, workout warrior, team leadership. Maybe the system you guys ran, you couldn't do other things, you know what I mean, that you wanted to show.
I would say leadership. You know, people that don't consider me as very vocal, because I'm not. But I feel like I earned my respect from my teammates, and they see me as a leader on a team and will come to me about anything on and off the field. And I feel like on the field during the games, like, you can kind of see my leadership expressed.
Do you get comparisons to anybody? Family, friends, teammates, coaches? Say, hey, Mike, when we're watching the NFL, we kind of see.
I've gotten Navarro Bowman, Thomas Davis, David Harris. I got David Harris as soon as I got on campus.
Okay, well, that's a good one.
Because he was in Michigan.
Yeah, representing.
He's been in the league. He's been in the league for a while now.
Yeah, that's a good guy.
Those three are my, like, the ones I've heard I've been compared to. So. And I kind of already watched those guys anyway, so.
Man. Well, before we wrap things up, we always like to throw a couple off-the-wall, lighthearted questions your way. Everything shot with those?
That's fine.
Coach Harbaugh, does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And if so, would they do it in front of him?
I haven't really seen anybody do an impersonation, but I feel like if I had to choose somebody, it would probably be Zach Gentry, our tight end, but I don't think anybody would do it in front of him at all.
How about this one? Female celebrities, if you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat, who you can invite to lunch?
I'm not going to take anybody out to eat. I just recently got engaged, and I'm not getting in trouble. So.
Well played. You're already along with the program.
Right.
And how about this one? Your shoes, your cleats, your spikes, if you got anything sprayed on there, any kind of idea or theme, what would you want to represent or what kind of idea would you want on there?
Something about family. I'm a big family man. and I feel like everybody should be big on family. So I probably have something family on my, about family and staying connected to family on my cleats if I had choice.
Once again, Mike, we want to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. Appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Thanks for having me.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.